Welcome back to Northumberland at 5. I'm Andrea Patterson, and my guest in the studio today is Rose Wilton from The Rose Quest. If you're just tuning in, we're chatting to Rose about her organization. Rose, you have an exciting event coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a brand new fundraiser that we have never embarked on, but we're super excited to give it a try. So we are running a Dungeons and Dragons event with the legendary Ed Greenwood, who is running the game. He is, if you don't know who he is a local Canadian author who's incredibly famous, and he also works at Port Hope Library.
Ah, now I know who he is.
Yes, and he is very generously donating his time to actually run the game itself. And we have local celebrities who are the players, and the idea is that you are sponsoring the players, kind of like if they were running a marathon.
How does it work? I'm really not familiar with the game.
So Dungeons and Dragons is a role-playing game where you use dice and pencils and paper to basically create an imaginary world. And dice allow you to, it basically decides for you what the outcome is. So if you say, well, I want to take a running jump over this cliff, you know, it's all well and good that you say that, but if you roll the dice, it could be really, really great, or it could be really, really poorly. So it's just a fun imaginary way that way, and it's been incredibly popular. I believe it's actually celebrated its 50th year last year.
Okay. Are you going to play?
Not this time around. So maybe in the future, but we just thought it would be fun to get people who were really well known in the area.
Mm-hmm. And who are they?
So our players are Ted Rouse from Embellish, Matthew McCready from Racine Law, our very own Port Hope Claire Holloway Wadawani, Jennifer Bogart from The Reader's Nook, Nathan Tedford, Shannon Oliver of Oliver Talent Events, and TJ Colina of G Facey. So the idea is that you can sponsor them kind of like if they're running a marathon. You can sponsor $5, $10, whatever you would like, and you can help them choose which character they're going to play.
Now, is this a dress-up event? Are they in costume character?
I mean, I absolutely encourage people to do that. That's one thing that the Rose Quest likes to do, is do fun and silly
things.
But
the players themselves, are they in a
I've encouraged them to dress up, absolutely. I just said, like, don't wear giant hats because it impedes people's vision. But, yeah, a lot of our players are super excited to cosplay.
Well, I'm sure TJ and Shannon Oliver will definitely be in some kind of a costume.
Shannon Oliver is actually coming as her drag persona, Oliver Kay, so she's going to be performing in that capacity. And people who are paying for tickets to come have already asked me, they're like, can I dress up in cosplay? And
when is it?
So it's Saturday, May 31st, 1:30 to 5.
And where?
It's at the Sculthorpe Theater at the Capitol Theater in Port Hope.
Oh, okay. Upstairs, lots of space.
Yeah. So you can buy tickets now and you're saving $5. Otherwise, it's an extra $5 at the door.
Where would I get my ticket?
Embellish.ca/TheRoseQuest. And that's also where you can sponsor the players as well, too.
Okay. Is there a phone number?
No, the best thing to do would be to email or to go there. So if you have any questions, you can email theRoseQuest at gmail.com.
Okay. And again, the ticket prices?
So tickets are $20 online or $25 at the door. Mm-hmm. And we also have some exciting ways for the audience to participate as well, too. You can mess with the players or help the players out. And yeah, we've got a couple
cheer them on.
We've got a couple of tricks up our sleeve, but it's going to be a really engaging game.
So much fun. I'm coming to this. I don't want to miss this because I have no idea what to expect.
Yep, it's just something fun and different. And there is a huge gaming community within Northumberland. So mm-hmm. we wanted to bring something closer to everybody. So
Right. And the funds that you raise are going towards your products or your expenses, obviously, of running the organization. There's costs involved. Although everyone are volunteers, as we know from the radio station, there's a very important cost that occur whenever you're doing something on a volunteer basis.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, is that this is a fundraiser for us, and mm-hmm. funds go to our cause. So if you do sponsor a player, $20 and above gets you a tax receipt because we are a registered charity.
Correct.
So.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say about your organization?
I think just to give a shout out to my team and to thank them for all of their hard work, but to again stress that we're really looking for volunteers who are excited to help us with whatever is necessary, and you don't have to
not necessarily for this event, but in general.
Yeah, in general, and you don't have to have, we don't require a minimum amount. However many hours that you have available per month that you can help us out with whatever we need is greatly appreciated.
I know the schools, the high schools, the students have to, before they graduate, they have to have so many hours of volunteer work locally. Is this something that the students could help with?
Unfortunately, not this time. And that's only because we don't have this, the space, like in our space where we're building everything, it's still actually very, very small.
I see. Okay.
So when we are able to get our hygiene center, which is what we're working on right now, absolutely. We'd love to have students coming in and building kits and everything. So yeah, another reason why we're fundraising is to get a bigger space so that we can welcome everybody in.
I met you at the farmer's market in Port Hope yesterday, Rose. What an idea. That's a great way to get exposure. How else are you reaching out to the public?
We just recently were able to create a newsletter so people can become part of our newsletter. They just send us an email at therosequest@gmail.com. And then you can follow along on our adventures, find out when our events are coming up, if we need assistance with any kind of fundraising that we're doing, and just the general mischief that we get into.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. And I noticed the back of your t-shirt that you're wearing, there's kind of a weird little slogan there. Can you explain that?
I believe that you're commenting on the geeky clean. That's a big thing with the Rose Quest is that we very much want to encourage positivity and silliness, but we're also, a fair number of us are geeks and nerds, so we play Dungeons and Dragons, we play computer games, and it's something that
I keep it fun.
Yeah, we try to keep it fun and light just because, like, it's so dark in the world right now that I feel that it's really positive, like, important to put positivity out there. And also to tap into fun, different things. Like, we have a lot of different movie fundraisers that we do.
Okay.
And there's a lot of pop culture there. So, and we encourage people to come and dress up in costume for that as well, too. I think it's the most important thing is, again,
I think it's
positivity
brilliant.
And
I
putting
think
fun out there.
The whole idea is absolutely brilliant. Congratulations for everything you're doing. So just to recap, your event that's coming up is Dungeons and Dragons, and the date again?
Saturday, May 31st, 1:30 to 5. Tickets are selling very quickly.
And
we
it's
have
at the Capitol
recently
Theater.
Added a whole bunch. So I would recommend that if you want to come, definitely buy ahead of time, but it's at the Capitol Theater in the Sculthorpe Room upstairs.
And again, how do I get my ticket?
embellish.ca/therosequest.
Okay. And if I want to become a volunteer, how do I get a hold of you?
You're going to shoot us an email, therosequest@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. Rose, it's been such a pleasure having you come into the studio and chat with you today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.